Well, whether to authorize President Obama to take action in Syria may overshadow other legislation coming up in Washington, including the Farm Bill. Then what happens to the Farm Bill? Some officials are saying they will finish it before the end of the year. Reports indicate that Majority Leader Eric Cantor, Republican of Virginia, plans to bring up a bill to cut $40 billion over 10 years from the food stamp program before proceeding to conference on the Farm Bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma held a town hall meeting during the week, and all the questions was all about Syria, one about the Farm Bill and none about food stamps. Lucas told the farmer that he did not believe there would be a two-year or a one-year extension of the Farm Bill. Lucas, who is chairman of the Ag Committee, said there's major differences in the Senate and the House bill, even on the commodity title. He said the Senate bill has the shallow loss payments for losses not covered by crop insurance. The House offers payments based on a higher target price for all crops. He said shallow losses favor Midwest growers. The other favors Southern growers. He said if you're not in the Midwest, it is not so wonderful. If the Farm Bill doesn't apply to all regions, he says it's not a federal Farm Bill. The House leaders predicted they will pass a nutrition bill out of the House and then appoint conferees. The list of bills to be voted on next week did not include the Farm Bill. One lobbyist said they expect a Farm Bill and a nutrition bill to be rolled into a larger federal budget deal in early October. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.